Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, Floyd Jr., F-L-O-Y-D-J-R. That's the last name, Floyd. Date of birth is 6/25/57. Date of visit is going to be... November 13, 2025. Patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in his 11th benefit period. Floyd is a 68-year-old gentleman on hospice with COPD. Patient is hypoxic. Clyde Floyd. Patient is hypoxic. Patient is weak. Patient appears much more debilitated than previously. He has pedal edema related to pulmonary hypertension. He's tachycardic. He has trouble walking. His O2 sat's around 88% on room air. He has oxygen available to him. He states that he doesn't want to take it unless he absolutely have to, in quotation. His PPS is at 40%. He's using his nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day. He's ADL dependent and has bowel and bladder incontinent. He usually is on 3 or 4 liters of oxygen, and but he doesn't like the way it makes him feel, period. Floyd's weight loss and protein calorie malnutrition has caused a decrease in his MAC from 27 earlier to in his MAC to 29 centimeters. Now, just put 29 centimeters with a 5-pound weight loss in the past 4 weeks. Period. Floyd is has bouts of confusion per caretaker, most likely because of his hypoxemia. Nevertheless, he's not willing to wear his oxygen. Put down for his caretaker, Michelle. Period. Let's see. Patient also suffers from anxiety, depression, gastroesophageal reflux, air hunger, chronic bronchitis, chronic joint pain. Requires medication to control his anxiety related to his hypoxemia and his COPD, period. He's now eating about 60 to 60% of his food. He's sleeping at least 8 to 10 hours a day. He wakes up because of shortness of breath. We had a long discussion about using oxygen today, and we'll see what the results of that is going to be later on. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.